The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
All right, so you're never going to believe this. We got Tony Darrow back in the studio. Victor brought him in from Benmore Winery. Diva, you remember Tony from back
in the course.
Day.
He's a wise ass.
Tony, how
Keep
you
it
doing?
Up, you're going to get a freaking beating, I'm telling you.
Ooh, I mean, like that.
Don't call him daddy.
Ooh, hey, daddy, sugar daddy.
I just wanted to say
the Sopranos got money, honey. Head
it's
out.
Been a while since I've been here, and I'm glad to be back. And Victor happens to be a good friend of mine. I took a ride with him. I went up to get some wine today. I stayed over at a hotel, but I went to get some wine, and Victor said he's doing the show, and I said, oh, I got to go see these characters because they were like brothers to me. We had a great time.
Yes.
We had some of the best times.
And you helped me a lot with my career with the promoting it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, you really did.
Hey,
every
man.
Time I appeared somewhere in every movie I did and all the stuff I've done.
That's good.
And I just want to say something about the Benmore.
Yeah.
You mentioned a lot of things about the view and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you go up there and you get up there and you get up on that hill, especially where his house is right there, and you overlook the Hudson River and you see the water and you could almost see some of Connecticut, I think you could see too a little bit. And you feel like you're in a foreign country almost.
It's beautiful. It's
like you disappear
like you're on vacation.
The day from the whole world.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the food and the staff and not because he's my friend, but the place is really a special, different kind of place.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
I would advise anyone if they want to spend a couple of hours away from the world to go up there. You're in the mountain and you're just like in heaven. It's really
it's
nice.
Beautiful.
Got atriums. Not atriums. What do you call the things where you take pictures?
Gazebos. Oh, yeah, the gazebo.
Yeah, the gazebo. They're very nice.
Beautiful.
And the wine is terrific. In fact, I'm drinking a little bit now.
Watch out. Well, good. I'm glad you are because do you remember Andre from our show? Remember him from back in the day?
That son of a... I won't say it.
Don't you do it.
You know what? He actually moved down to Florida. You know what I think we should do? We should give him a call.
You want to call Andre?
I think we should call Andre.
That
he would
be
love
awesome.
It. He would love to hear from
I had a lot of fun with him.
Oh,
of course you do.
That little skinny rat.
No. Well, he's not tiny little guy anymore.
No.
Uh-oh.
Let's get him.
All right, let's call him.
Hello?
Andre.
Hey.
What are you doing? I got somebody who wants to say hi.
Are we on the air?
All right.
Andre.
Tony Darrow.
How the f*** do you know that?
I know. What, you don't think I know who you are? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I hear you like a ride in Coney Island now.
Yeah?
You got fat, huh? You got fat. I just saw a picture of you. I couldn't believe it. The f*** are you doing?
Yeah, I got a little fat in the ass.
And what town are you in?
I'm in Florida, man. I'm in Melbourne.
All right. I'm going to be in West Palm for like 2 months. When I get down here, I'll get your number from Wood, and I'll give you a call, all right?
Yeah, give me a call, Tony. That'd be awesome.
You got a pastry shop now?
I did. I had a restaurant in New York. I shut it down, and I moved to Florida.
All right. And what are you doing?
I'm working, man. I'm working for a marketing company. And I'm just enjoying Florida, man. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, if you're ever down this way, reach out to me.
You're not that exciting. You know, you're f***ing boring.
Why are you so bad?
What have you been doing, man? What have you been up to?
I'm doing good. I got a movie out now on Amazon Prime called Made in Chinatown. It's a comedy martial art mob film, and I star in it, and Vinnie Pistori is my co-star. There's a lot of guys in there you'll know. My cousin Paul Borghese's in it, and Joe D'Onofrio, the kid that played little Tommy in Goodfellas.
He's
in it, and it's very funny. It's good. It's a cute. It's a low-budget independent. It's not going to go in the theaters, but it'll be on Amazon, and it's going to do good. In like in Macau and in Hong Kong and in China, because the martial arts guys are really big stars in those countries.
Oh, hey Tony, is the movie business different now, where everything is going on Hulu, Netflix, and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot different.
It is
a lot different. Yeah, and it's really hard to get work now, especially when you get older, a little older, like me and let's say Vinny Pastore and Steve Chirippa. It's hard to get work. They're looking for younger people, and if you watch a lot of the Netflix shows, I don't know one name of the people that are starring, co-starring.
You don't know any? Yeah, none of them.
I don't know their names. I don't even know where they came from.
Isn't
it's scary. And you know, you realize that you're getting old. Like, my wife and I went to see Engelbert Humperdinck the other day.
Yeah.
And I told my son, Engelbert Humperdinck, he said, "Who's that?" They don't know who Humperdinck is. They don't know anybody. You know? Oh, he didn't know who Alan Alda was. He saw him
last from night. MASH. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't know who he was. We saw him on Blacklist.
Yeah.
Which is another show I'm doing too.
Yeah, you see. Well, at least you keep busy.
Yeah, I keep him busy.
Have you gotten a chance to see Many Saints of New York yet?
Oh, that's a spinoff of Sopranos.
What's it called?
That was the Many Saints of Newark.
Oh yeah, I saw it. Listen, I thought David Chase was a genius with Sopranos. That was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know,
I didn't even give it a one.
I didn't even really like it that much either.
I didn't give it a one. It was all mixed up. It was all didn't make sense. The whole thing was. All the reviews were terrible. Did you see it? Hey, I'm talking to you, you.
Hey, you, Diva, you. No, I saw it. It was nowhere near the Sopranos.
It was too long, and it just didn't make sense to me.
What'd you think of Tony's son?
Well, the kid could act,
tell
you that. But if he's going to play a wise guy and want to get into the mob thing, what's he doing with the hair like a yuppie? I mean, he looked like a computer whiz or something. It was really silly.
Right.
You know, and
I noticed that too.
And they promoted him as a
little mobster,
mob guy, and as the lead, and he wasn't the lead. He didn't have a big role. He had a mediocre role. I thought the two guys that played the leads were very good.
Yeah, they were good.
One of them was with the Punisher.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was terrific, and I liked the guy that played Silvio. He played a good part.
He did a good job with that.
The mouth and the hair and all that.
Yeah. Yep.
And the girl that played Mom Olivia was terrific.
Yep. There was
the
some
rest
good talent.
I wasn't happy you with.
You weren't feeling it. All right. There you go, Andre.
Andre, why don't you kill yourself?
You're starting to sound like my wife.
Be good, pal.
All right. Take care, my friend. I'll talk to you.
God bless.
All right, guys. We'll see you all right, later.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.